Today's Mishnah Mesechet Machshirin, brought to you by Eretz HaKodesh, is Perek Hey Mishnah Chet. And we're continuing to discuss what type of water is considered to be sufficiently l'rotzein that it should be Machshirin. So, suppose you have a kasya shel shulchanot. So you'd use a plastic wrap. You're making a picnic. You've got all your stuff out there in the picnic, and you take a piece of plastic and you cover over everything that's out on the picnic table so that you won't get bugs and filth or rain into your salad. And then it starts to rain and the rain gathers on your plastic. What's the din of that water? Obviously, you don't want that water. You're trying to keep that water from the table. Or what about if you've got a shifa shel avanim? Suppose you are manufacturing bricks. You've got to keep those bricks until they're completely dry. You can't allow them to get wet because then, of course, they'll get mushy before they're baked. So if you cover them up with the plastic and it rains, so then the water that's on that plastic is definitely not going to be considered b'chiyuta, enan b'chiyuta. But the moment that you're mina'er, in the air, as we saw before, you want to get water off of the place where it fell onto somewhere else, then that's already considered to be tefilas l'rotzein, and because of that, it would be b'chiyuta. Machshirin perek hey mishnah tet. According to almost all of the mefarshim, this is the way the Rambam brings this mishnah of halacha, in Hilchas Tebes Eichlin, that it's referring not to Hersha. It's referring to actual Tuma. Kol HaNitzok is Tahar. So let's say you're pouring from a glass. In this glass, everything, the Mayim in the glass is Tahar, but you're pouring it into a different container, which is Tameh. Obviously, the moment that the water that you're pouring into the container on the bottom touches that water, it becomes stunning. But what about while it's in the air? Is the air stream itself, is that considered to be stunning? And what about the fact that that stream is connected to the glass on top? Does the tuma go through the spillage back into the upper coast? That's the question. The din is that no. Nitzuk is not considered to be mekabel tuma b'maga, and only something that's actually together with the mayim at the bottom, or the tome, whatever it is on the bottom, becomes tome. The tuma does not find its way back up along the flowing stream and back into the actual glass. Now, this is true, but not on all liquids. Because if what we're talking about is dvash, remember dvash is one of the shiva mashkin, and it's mekabel tuma. If you're talking about thick dvash, chutz midvash hazifin, and zifin, remember, is a city in Eretz Yisrael, which is referred to in Tanakh, zif, and that is very thick kind of dvash.
Alon and I will be there next week.
Well, I don't understand how your planning was so poor. Yeah, I am shocked. I am devastated. I am disappointed to the core. We could have actually been learning this Mishnah in Zif, and you let us down?
Sorry. It's just south of Hebron, but until Zif 8-8-0, and you're up for the minute right next to the army. You overlook Carmel on all the stories of David the Melech.
No, none of this equals...
I laid my timing.
Okay, great. All right. So why is that? That is a very thick kind of pouring. And because of that, it's considered to be actually something that is a solid rather than a nitzel. And the proof of it is that when you stop pouring, the part that is still close to the top thing that you're pouring from finds its way back into the top instead of going down. So that means you're looking at something that is more of a solid than a liquid. So if it's that sticky and that thick, called rearing, So it has these rearing in it, then it's considered to be a chibur, even though it's nitzo. Whereas Beit Shammai says it's not a function only of stickiness. Because, look, if you've got, let's say, a mikveh, you've got a mikveh grisin or shelpo, so it's you've got like an oatmeal, or you've got beans that you made into like the stick kind of a porridge kind of thing. And now you're pouring that. It's not sticky. And it's thick, but it's not sticky. But the thing is that if you stop pouring, it too will have the top part will break off and will end up falling back into the cup. That is enough of a sign of its being a non-nitzok. You don't need that. It has to be davka, something that is that sticky. And therefore, even mikveh shel grisin v'shel pol, and the thing that defines that is not its level of stickiness, but mipnei she'yisoledet l'achareha. Since this is something that will fall back into its container, you stop pouring it, that is enough to turn it into a non-nitzok. Mishnah Yud, Hashem Perakei, Mishnah Yud. Now here we're also talking about the idea of pouring from one thing to another, and we said that that's not considered to be a chibur, but there is an interesting situation where we do have to worry about a chibur. Where is that? So if you're talking about a situation where there's also a transference of steam, then you've got a problem. Because if you're pouring from something that's hot into something else that's hot, or you're pouring from something that's cool into something that's cold, or you're pouring something hot down into something that's cold, then it's true. The nitzuk is not a chibur, like we learned. But suppose you're pouring from something that's cold into something that is steaming, and then the steam, which is rising, it actually gets to all of the liquid stream and to the things that are inside of the container in the glass. So it is touched directly by the steaming lower container. If both of them are hot, so then the upper water, whatever the liquid is already giving off its own steam, and it's not affected by the steam that's coming up. But if it's cold, and it's over something that is steaming up, then it's going to actually be considered to be in touch with it, and will be metamid. Rabbi Shimon says, even if both of them are hot, af ha-me'areh necham lecham, where do you have a greater concentration of heat? On the bottom is where you have the greater concentration of heat, because you're pouring out of the upper container, which is now in the air, and therefore it's going to be affected. The kochosh of tachton is yafemishel elyon, and therefore it's always going to be hotter and will overwhelm the nitzot that you're pouring in, and therefore it becomes tameh. So I hold that even if both of them are hot, you're always going to have to worry about the steam that's coming up from the bottom. Okay, Rabosai, lovely.